College students are trickling back onto campuses for the fall semester, just months after protests exploded across the U.S. over the war in Gaza. University leaders are bracing for more protests and counter-protests as the Israel-Hamas war continues. And after the high-profile resignations of several university presidents, including Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq earlier this month, we're left wondering, how does a university president walk the very fine line between providing security on campus and allowing for free speech? Well, to help us answer that question, we're joined now by Daniel Dearmeyer, the chancellor of Vanderbilt University. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being with us. So I know that today is the first day of classes for Vanderbilt students, but before we talk about the upcoming year, I just want to start with events from last spring on your campus, because three students were expelled for their role in a pro-Palestinian demonstration in March, which was one of the most severe consequences that we saw a university take during those protests. And, you know, I want to ask you, because 4 months later, I'm wondering, do you still stand by that approach, that expelling those three students was the right thing to do?
Yeah, absolutely. We think that this was the right decision. We have a clear commitment at Vanderbilt for free speech and civil discourse. And for most of the time during last year, our students did a great job. But we had one incident when our main building was closed. Students forced entrance into the building. They injured one of our security guards. And we told them throughout this process when they were occupying that they would be subject to student discipline. And as part of this process, the three students were expelled. We then had an appeals process. So I think it's very important that we're always clear about what the values and the rules on campus are, but then we're also willing to enforce them.
Did the events of last spring make you think any differently about what the rules around free expression should be?
No, just on the contrary. We have a very clear understanding at Vanderbilt what the rules are. We have a strong commitment to open forums, the commitment to civil discourse, which means that we treat each other with respect. And the third one is for institutional neutrality, which means that the university will not take position on contested political and social issues.
On the idea of neutrality, I mean, you just spoke about the importance of neutrality. What is neutrality to you when it comes to an issue like Israel's war in Gaza? Is neutrality silence?
So institutional neutrality is a restraint exercised by the leadership of the university to refrain from taking positions on controversial political and social issues. It does not restrict in any way, shape, or form the rights of the members of our community, students, or faculty to engage in such debate. As a matter of fact, we believe that by exercising such restraints, we're creating an environment that further encourages discussion and debate so that people are not worried about a party line. Another way to say this is the job of a university is to encourage debates, not to settle them.
Well, then to students out there, both new students and returning students, what is your message to them who are concerned that Vanderbilt is not a hospitable place for free expression?
One has to really distinguish the environment and the values that support free speech, which we have been very supportive of. Just 2 days ago when the new first years arrived on campus, we had a long discussion about that. They get it. What we cannot have is lawlessness on campus when students break the rules intentionally. That's where we have to step in. Our students and our faculty understand that. They may disagree with the specifics of it and whether that should be the consequence or this should be the consequence, but that's why you have a disciplinary process that's applied in a consistent fashion.
I am wondering, you know, all this pressure from students, from donors, from what's happening across your state, the country, the world. Do you think it's just harder to be a university president these days?
There's no doubt that this is a particularly challenging environment. But my sense is that this is such a privilege to be able to lead a great university. In difficult times, the stakes are higher, but that doesn't bother me. One should do it with pride, and one should do it based on the values and purpose of the institution.
Daniel Dearmeyer is the chancellor of Vanderbilt University. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.